switch to TurboTax and file your own taxes for free in the app. Because free shouldn't cost $15.99. Right? Free Tax USA? Or is it cost $15.99 Tax USA? Switch to TurboTax and file free. Free state, free federal, 100% free, 100% guaranteed. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Switch to TurboTax and file your own taxes in the app for free by 2/28. Excludes TurboTax expert products. $15.99 charge from Free Tax USA is for state taxes.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Pentagon is sending the largest force of U.S. warships and aircraft to the Middle East in decades, including two aircraft carrier strike groups. This comes as President Trump continues to warn of possible military action against Iran if talks over its nuclear program fall apart. Trump yesterday hosted world leaders in Washington, D.C. as they gathered for the inaugural meeting of the Board of Peace. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
President Trump says he secured pledges for Gaza reconstruction and troop commitments at his Board of Peace's first meeting. The president says nine members have pledged a combined $7 billion toward a Gaza relief package.
The Board of Peace is showing how a better future can be built, starting right here in this room.
And he says the U.S. is pledging $10 billion for the board, without specifying how the money will be used. Five nations will contribute troops to an international stabilization force in Gaza.
We will help bring the security that Gaza needs for our future prosperity and enduring peace.
Major General Jasper Jeffers' force calls for 12,000 police and 20,000 soldiers in Gaza. The president created the board as part of a plan to end the Gaza conflict, but the ceasefire deal there remains fragile, and some allies are skeptical of the board. Sagar Magani, Washington.
British police today searched the former home of Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. The search came a day after the former prince was arrested and held in custody for about 11 hours on suspicion of misconduct in public office linked to his friendship with the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. He's accused of sharing confidential trade information with Epstein when he was a trade envoy for the United Kingdom.
Police are continuing their search of the former home of Andrew Mountbatten Windsor a day after the former prince was held in custody for the best part of 11 hours on suspicion of misconduct in public office linked to his friendship with the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Following one of the most extraordinary days in the modern history of Britain's royal family, the former Prince Andrew is back at his new home on the Sandringham estate, King Charles III's private retreat. Police have concluded their search there, but on Friday are still searching the Royal Lodge, his 30-room former home in the grounds of Windsor Castle, just west of the capital, London. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, the former Prince Andrew, was released after 11 hours at a London police station. He was arrested on suspicion he shared confidential trade information with Jeffrey Epstein. President Trump was asked about the arrest.
Well, you know, I'm the expert in a way because I've been totally exonerated. That's very nice. I can actually speak about it very nicely. I think it's a shame. I think it's very sad. I think it's so bad for the royal family. It's a very, very sad to me.
Amy Wallace, co-author of Epstein victim Virginia Giuffre's memoir, says the UK has led the way responding to the scandal.
We are seeing more accountability in other countries than in our own, where a lot of the abuse took place. And that's shameful.
Wallace called the U.S. response an embarrassment.
We've been told by our own president, there's nothing to see here. It's time to move on.
The former prince denies any wrongdoing. I'm Ed Donahue.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on ongoing recovery efforts following a deadly avalanche in California.
As avalanche warnings expire and weather conditions improve, crews are resuming efforts to recover the bodies of eight people killed, with one person still missing after an avalanche in California's Sierra Nevada. Family members say six of the women who died were part of a close-knit group of friends and experienced backcountry skiers, and also say the group was carrying avalanche safety equipment and had prepared for backcountry travel. What the guides and their tour company knew about the avalanche warnings and why they pressed on is now part of the ongoing investigation.
The city of Osaka in Japan has received a hefty gift of gold bars worth $3.6 million from an anonymous donor, asking for its specific use to fix the city's aging water pipes.
Japan's Osaka has received a hefty gift of gold bars worth $3.6 million from an anonymous donor, asking for its specific use to fix the Japanese city's dilapidated water pipes. The gold bars were given to the Osaka City Waterworks Bureau in November by the donor, who wants to help improve aging water pipes. Mayor Hideyuki Yokohama told reporters, adding it's a staggering amount, and I was speechless. Tackling aging water pipes, he says, requires a huge investment, and I cannot thank enough for this donation. I'm Charles de Letesma.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
How about this, huh? American history.
Workers are restoring an exhibit on slavery that was removed from the National Historical District at Independence Mall in Philadelphia. That's ahead of a Friday deadline set by a U.S. district judge. Last March, President Trump signed an executive order calling for public monuments to be uplifting. The abrupt removal of the exhibit set off a lawsuit by the city and other supporters. In her injunction, Judge Cynthia Roof compared the administration to the totalitarian regime in the novel 1984, saying an agency cannot arbitrarily decide what is true based on the whims of new leadership. The Justice Department is appealing her order. I'm Jennifer King.
A big banner featuring President Trump's face is now hanging outside another federal agency building. There are others, but this one is jarring on the Justice Department headquarters. It amounts to a striking symbol of how the department's traditional independence from White House control has eroded, and a physical show of the president exerting power over the department that once investigated him. The banner's display comes 8 days after Attorney General Pam Bondi launched into a full-throated defense of the president before a House panel.
You sit here and you attack the president, and I am not going to have it. I'm not going to put up with it.
The United Nations says the U.S. has paid the world body a fraction of the nearly $4 billion it owes. A spokesman tells the AP the Trump administration has paid about $160 million. The payment comes weeks after the UN's chief warned the world body faces imminent financial collapse unless its financial rules are overhauled or all member nations pay their dues. That was a message clearly aimed at the Trump administration, which last year did not pay anything to the UN. Just this morning,
the United Nations has great potential, really great potential. It has not lived up to potential.
The president again slammed the UN while saying the U.S. would try to help it stay viable.
And they need help money-wise. We're going to help them money-wise.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. trade deficit slipped slightly in 2025, a year in which President Donald Trump upended global commerce with double-digit tariffs. The Commerce Department reports that the gap between the goods and services the U.S. sells other countries and what it buys from them narrowed to just over $901 billion from $904 billion in 2024. While the U.S. ran a bigger surplus in the trade of services such as banking and tourism, the gap in goods, such as machinery and aircraft, hit a record despite sweeping import taxes. The Trump administration says its aggressive immigration enforcement in Minnesota has improved public safety. But Minnesota's federal prosecutor's office has been gutted by resignations and early retirements in protest. That has enabled suspects such as 12-time convicted felon Corey Allen McKay to catch a break. McKay has a three-decade record of violent crime that includes strangling a pregnant woman and firing a shotgun under a person's chin. McKay was scheduled to stand trial next month on meth trafficking charges that could have locked him up for 25 years. Instead, he walked free after the prosecutor on his case retired. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Iran and the United States are both applying naval pressure to the talks over Tehran's nuclear program. The Russian Navy released video footage on Wednesday showing one of its warships docking in an Iranian port ahead of a joint exercise. Meanwhile, the Americans brought another aircraft carrier close to the Middle East. The movements of additional American warships and airplanes to the region don't guarantee a U.S. strike on Iran, but it gives President Trump the option to do so if he chooses to. After announcing a U.S. pledge of $10 billion to the Board of Peace, President Trump said,
"It's time for Iran to join us on a path that will complete what we're doing."
Adding,
"They must make a deal."
With a warning,
"Bad things will happen if it doesn't."
Iran has asked for 2 weeks before reconvening another round of talks. I'm Karen Shamas.
The U.S. Commission of Fine Arts, the federal panel responsible for reviewing President Donald Trump's plans to build a massive ballroom, has approved the project. One of the seven commissioners didn't vote because he was the initial architect on the project. The panel is led by Trump appointees. Trump's demolishing of the White House East Wing to build the ballroom, about twice the size of the White House itself, prompted public outcry in October when the project began without independent reviews and congressional approval. And the National Trust for Historic Preservation has sued in federal court to halt construction. That case is pending. Donna Warder, Washington.
New Mexico's attorney general is reopening an investigation into allegations of illegal activity at Jeffrey Epstein's former Zorro Ranch. New Mexico's initial case was closed in 2019, but is being opened again after review of information recently released by the Justice Department. New Mexico's Truth Commission held its first meeting this week. The bipartisan four-member panel of state House representatives is charged with investigating allegations the ranch may have facilitated sexual abuse and sex trafficking. Lawmakers also want to know why Epstein was not registered as a sex offender after pleading guilty in 2008 to soliciting prostitution from an underage girl and whether there was corruption among public officials. Epstein bought the sprawling Zorro Ranch in 1993 from former Democratic New Mexico Governor Bruce King. I'm Ed Donahue.
Someone in Meridian, Idaho, stole an ambulance from St. Luke's Hospital late Wednesday night, loaded it with cans of gas that had been staged nearby, then drove into a nearby building, shattering glass at the entrance. The North Portico building near Boise houses offices leased by the Department of Homeland Security. Police Chief Tracy Bastarchia says the person appears to have poured an accelerant in and around the vehicle but was unable to ignite it before being scared off by responding officers. He says if they had not been interrupted, the building would have burned, putting the lives of first responders and others at risk. They are working with the FBI to try and find the suspect. I'm Jennifer King.
Michael Black and his wife were watching a youth hockey game in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, Monday afternoon when he says he heard two pops.
As I heard a third pop, I turned my head to look through, and that's where I saw a gun being pointed at the family in the second row.
Police say 56-year-old Robert Dorgan had shot and killed his ex-wife and adult son and wounded his ex-in-laws and a family friend. Black says as other people were fleeing, he jumped on the gunman and they fought for the weapon. Two other men came to Black's aid and the gunman dropped to the ground.
And pulled out a second gun and took it and put it right in his mouth and shot himself.
Black says his friends in the police department have warned him that he's likely to go through a process, but he says he's not going to allow the shooter to change his life. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks closed lower on Wall Street for their first loss in 4 days. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 267 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 0.3%. The company behind Booking.com and Priceline fell about 6%. Investors have been worrying that AI competitors could steal away its customers. Similar concerns have been rolling through Wall Street recently and hitting various industries. Crude oil prices rose along with worries about a potential conflict between the U.S. and Iran. Seth Sutel, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. The United States has won its third Olympic gold medal in women's hockey. Megan Keller backhanded in a shot 407 into overtime, and the Americans beat Canada 2-1 at the Milan Cortina Games on Thursday night to close out another thrilling chapter of one of sport's most heated rivalries. American captain Hillary Knight forced overtime by tipping in Layla Edwards' shot from the blue line with 2:04 remaining. The goal was the 15th of Knight's Olympic career and her 33rd point to break the U.S. record in both categories. Alyssa Liu won Olympic gold for the U.S. in individual women's figure skating, ending a 24-year drought. Liu delivered a near-flawless free skate at the Milan Cortina Games to beat out Kaori Sakamoto and Amina Kai of Japan on Thursday night. Liu had returned to the sport after stepping away following the Beijing Games. She posted a career-best 226.79 points, while Sakamoto took silver and Nakai earned bronze after mistakes. American teammate Amber Glenn rebounded from Tuesday's short program and finished fifth. NBA, Cade Cunningham's 42 points and 13 assists powered the Pistons past the Knicks 126-111. And in golf, Rory McIlroy and Jacob Bridgman share the clubhouse lead with 66s after darkness suspended first-round play at the Genesis Invitational. South Carolina lawmakers have approved a bill to keep secret how much money teams and athletes are paid under new college sports rules. The state is poised to join Arkansas, Utah, Colorado, and Kentucky, which already keep name, image, and likeness deals from the public. The push came after a lawsuit prompted athletic directors from Clemson, South Carolina, and other schools to ask for a new law. Supporters say schools need secrecy to stay competitive. Critics say secrecy blocks oversight of public money and hurts athletes who want to know their market value. I'm Geffen Coolball.
A man in Austria has been given a 5-month suspended sentence and a fine of more than $11,000 after his girlfriend froze to death while the two were climbing the country's highest mountain peak. The 37-year-old man and his 33-year-old girlfriend set out to climb Grossglockner's 12,460-foot peak in January of last year. Prosecutors say the woman died about 164 feet below the peak after her boyfriend left her behind. The boyfriend, whose name isn't being released because of local privacy rules, says he went to get help. The judge told the man he failed to take his leadership responsibility by either making an emergency call earlier or turning back. I'm Donna Warder.
A toxic gas leak at a mine in north-central Nigeria has killed at least 37 people and led to the hospitalization of 26 others. The police confirmed the incident occurred early on Tuesday in the Kampani Zurak community located in Plateau State. It also said the miners were affected by the release of toxic gases such as lead oxide. The Nigerian government has closed the mining site and an investigation into the leak is underway. It's not clear what was being mined at the site and whether the mine was operating legally. Nigeria is trying to rein in illegal gold mining operations across the country that have killed hundreds of people over the years. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.